KWVH 94.3 Wimberley Valley Radio. My name is Tanya Tyler.
I'm Ramsey Carpenter.
Hello, and this is your Wednesday Morning Wake Up Club. Thank you so much for being part of this. And I'm really excited to have Tracy St. Croix on air with us. Tracy, are you there?
I'm here.
Yay, welcome so much. She is a afterlife connection specialist, intuitive, otherwise known as a psychic medium. Tracy, for people that might not know what those words are, can you give us a little sample? Just tell us what that means.
Sure. You know, a psychic is somebody that is going to be able to help you out with your real world issues. So that's going to be the honey, the money, the jobs, the what do I do next, the is my boyfriend cheating on me issues. Whereas a medium is going to connect with your deceased loved ones in the spirit world.
You're connecting after somebody's passed. You can connect to that energy that's out there, like a loved one.
Correct.
Okay, so that's basically...
That's what a good medium will do.
Okay, that's easy and simple, because a lot of times people say, hey, what do you know about my job situation? And then you can say, hey, it looks like this, or hey, I'm looking for my perfect love affair. And that's what the psychic part does. But the medium really connects to the afterworld.
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. How long have you been doing this?
I started studying, actively started studying back in about 2011. But, you know, I've been doing it my whole life. I just didn't know that's what I was doing.
Okay, so that's pretty simple. Yeah, because it's like something that as a kid, sometimes we have these things that come to us and we're like, I have no clue what this is, but you have no name for it.
Yeah, that comes with living next to two graveyards and across the street from a funeral home.
Yeah, that can happen. That can happen.
Yeah,
so it's definitely good. This is kind of cool. So you've been doing this and you go out on the road. The really cool part also that I love is you have this show. It's called Haunted Road Trips. And this is basically discovering the paranormal side of Central Texas, because you are local. You're out here in Austin with us. We're in Wimberley. But you go around to Texas and you filmed the show already. It's available on Roku, Apple TV, other ones. But it hit number one on Binge TV, which is really cool. So tell us a little bit about this show.
Yeah, so Haunted Road Trip Show is a premises about taking the fear out of paranormal and empowering the living to communicate more effectively with the spirit world that's all around us. And that was the premise of my show, is that I kept watching a lot of other paranormal shows who just pumped a bunch of fear and a bunch of misinformation, and then left a lot of people hanging, you know, wondering like, okay, what do I do next? Whereas I wanted to step in as a highly developed medium and really help people understand how to connect with the energy that was all around them and come up with practical real world solutions for them to work with it.
Talking to Tracy St. Croix. She is a psychic medium. She's going to be at the Wimberley Spiritual Life Expo this weekend. She will be there on Sunday, not Saturday, but the expo is happening all weekend long. So as you're going through, you're filming in these like old abandoned places, or are these places that are like, you know, like people go every day, like hotels? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Some of them are still up and running. Like one of my favorites was Dobbs Hotel in Llano, Texas, which had a very illustrious history, let me tell you. And it has a very, let's just say, very well-known couple that still roams those hallways.
Oh, crazy.
To this day. Yeah, very well-known outlaw couple.
Oh, funny. Okay. Could you go? Can we go and stay in it? I didn't catch that. Can we go?
Yeah, you can. You can go to Dabbs Hotel and you can, I highly recommend, book a room. It's gorgeous out there.
And then see if you feel anything. Hey, Ramsey, have you ever been in a hotel that you feel weird stuff, or a house?
No. Oh, yeah. House, yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, house for sure, but not a hotel.
Not a hotel.
I feel like when I was little, I'd go in like the hallways of hotels and like just looking around would be really creepy. So
some
just,
of them are kind of creepy.
I go back in my room.
Yeah, they are kind of creepy once in a while.
And that's room service.
That's what's kind of cool about this is the Haunted Road Trip show that Tracy has filmed. Season 1 is already out, available on Roku and Apple TV. and Binge TV and more. But she's saying, hey, I want to make sure that like people understand it's not as creepy as it feels sometimes, correct?
Correct. It's really about like, let's not always just categorize that feeling or that energy as, oh my God, it's evil. It's evil. It's like, take the time to connect with it. Is it evil or is it really angry and it needs to talk?
Mm. Have you had any crazy messages from anyone? Like you said, this was like a pretty famous couple. I can't imagine who it would be, but you can tell me if you want. That would be great. Who is it?
Oh, I can't tell you. You're going to have to watch the show.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. But any crazy stuff happened to you while you're filming?
You know, a lot of the crazy, some of the crazier stuff happened while filming. Like a lot of times we would hear a lot of noises sometimes that our mics didn't pick up. After filming one of the shows, we realized all of our EVPs were centered on one worker on one microphone and no other mics on caught it.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah. That was some really phenomenal evidence.
Yeah.
To give to that owner to be like this, you know, we had four other mics here and you're the only one that picked it up.
Wow.
So
yeah, that's pretty crazy. I got really into a lot of those ghost shows. So I love that this season is out officially. When do you guys start filming your second season? Is that in the make right now?
It is in pre-production. And so if you have a business or a corporation and you think you would like to be a part of this, reach out and contact me and let's see if we can work together.
You're looking for haunted places. Do you ever go to the cemetery and just hang out? Do you like do that?
Yeah, I do.
Just to see if like there's any messages.
Like, yeah. Like I will break for cemeteries. It's like I tend to find them and they find me. And I just will wander around a bit just to kind of feel the energy, see what's there, get some good B-roll. They're beautiful, peaceful places. I mean, before we had city parks, and this was back in like the 1800s, people used to go to the cemeteries and hang out and have picnics because it was the only greener area.
What do you think, Ramsey?
I don't know.
You're not into the hanging out in the cemetery.
I feel like that would just be like scary, like hanging around with dead bodies.
But they're just bodies.
I mean, they're just bodies. But I mean, you have to think about it. Like back in the 1800s, like there were no real parks that were just coming up where you could hang out at, and death was so common back then.
Yes,
it was so common. You know, you had 12 children. Probably 7 of them died before they hit the age of 15 of one thing or another. It was very common.
Yeah, because we didn't have the medicine. We didn't have that kind of stuff. So it was kind of out there. You know, Ramsey, I do have to tell you, though, we have the coolest cemetery here, the Wimberley Cemetery.
Oh, right next to us? Yeah.
Yeah, like just down the way from us. And it's really, really cool. So, Tracy, when you're here, we'll have to get together and we'll have to go through that cemetery. And, Ramsey, I'm going to walk you through that cemetery, too.
You're going to walk me?
Yeah, okay. We're going to go down there. I run through it. I love it.
I have a question, Tracy. Okay, wait. So I saw like this, like I'm a screen kid. So I watched TikTok. And so I saw this TikTok about like this like medium person. And like he said, like he can like he's an Uber and this lady got into the car and he had to like stop driving her because he saw like dead bodies around her.
Oh, wow.
But, like they weren't like real. Like they weren't like.
He could see them.
Yeah, he could see them. Yeah. Is that like real? Like you can see that? Or is that just like a form of a medium? Like there's different times.
That seems like that's a form of mental mediumship, and it seems like somebody who wasn't really a well-developed medium to understand what they were actually seeing. Because just because I see something around people or I say something, I'm not going to kick them out of my car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like I see dead bodies.
You know, like...
But you can see that
and
kind
of... For all that person knew, he didn't even investigate. That person could have been a coroner.
Yeah, she was. She was.
She was a coroner?
Yeah, she says it in the video.
No way. That's wild. And you said that, Tracy. That's so cool. Talking to Tracy St. Croix, she is a psychic medium. She is going to be at the Wimberley Spiritual Life Expo this weekend on Sunday only. But this expo goes on Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5. $5 to get you in, $8 for 2-day pass. It's incredible. Tracy, so talking about the psychic medium piece, can you pull up anything on me? Would you be able to kind of on the fly do that?
I did. You know, when we were talking earlier, Tanya, I couldn't help but feel like I did have a very a grandmotherly figure around you a lot that was more of a mother. So she would have been more of a motherly figure and more closer to you. This woman indicates to me she stacks books in front of me, so I know she would have been very smart or valued education for you. And there's something with stomach issues and pain she keeps showing me around her and with her.
Okay, that's crazy. I'm going to tell you this right now because you don't know any of this. Ramsey, you don't know any of this. I don't really talk about it. I lived with my grandmother and my grandparents, okay, in LA. And I was very, very close to my grandma. I'm not lying about this. My grandma taught me like everything. Like she was like, I had to make my bed before I left, where I was a wild child with my mom previous. So then my mom had some issues and I went and lived with my grandparents. And I will tell you that my grandmother to this day is like my mother figure. And she was the like the head woman in our family. She would always like, she taught me how to cook. I knew how to make biscuits, fried chicken from my grandmother. And
fried chicken's so good.
Oh, yeah. And my grandmother passed because she had gallbladder issues. She had a gallbladder issue that went crazy. Yeah. And she got done.
Do you understand? I'm going to stop you there because I want to bring through a little bit more evidence because she keeps telling me, she keeps showing me my symbol for smell the flowers. And she also shows me like my symbol for workaholism. So do you ever stop and just kind of smell the flowers, take a look around and praise yourself?
Dude, I'm going to cry right now. This is crazy. I'm not joking about this. So my grandma had a rose garden in the back. And so this is funny. Yes, I am kind of slightly a workaholic. So we do know that. Ramsey knows that really well. And I will stop. And if you ever see me in HEB or Berkshire Brothers, I'm always like smelling flowers. I will stop and smell the roses to see if they're real. Because my grandma always said, you can always tell a real rose bush by the smell of it. Yes, she was big on this. And she said, some of them don't have a good smell. And that is like a one that's just been kind of cut down. But she said the genuine ones. So think about this, people. If you're thinking you smell flowers, you smell those roses, you smell the real, those are real roses. The real, genuine, not mass produced.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So smell your roses. And if they don't have smell, what else?
She's bringing through this sense of you just kind of like taking some time to calm down and really just enjoy your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right, Grandma. I hear
you. With her, she says, like, if you stop, you don't feel safe.
Oh, interesting.
So maybe you need to
think about that. Oh, these are great messages. Yeah. This is basically how Tracy St. Croix does it. Like I said, she's a psychic medium. She's going to be at the Wimberley Spiritual Life Expo. It is happening again this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5. Tracy's only going to be there on Sunday. If somebody's not going to be able to make it, can you tell us how we can connect up, how they can connect up with you?
Sure, just go to my website and that'll give you directions to all my social media, my Patreon, however you want to connect with me, book with me, make an appointment. You can make group appointment. It is tracystcroixmedium.com.
Tracy, it's TracyCyStcroi medium.com.
Correct.
All right, there you go. She's pretty amazing. Brought tears to my eyes this morning. Again, thank you, Tracy, for waking up so early and being part of our show. Any other last questions, Mr. Ramsey? You got anything?
I got nothing.
You got nothing.
That was crazy.
I know, it's wild. No, it's freaking me out right now. This is really good. I'm really excited. Tracy, again, thank you. Check out her first season on Roku, Apple TV, Binge TV, Haunted Road Trip Show, Discover the Paranormal Side of Texas. If you've got a building or anything that you want her to come out and explore and be part of season two, definitely connect up to her again. Tracy St. Croix, medium.com. Tracy, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Thank you.